Okay. So yesterday we started describing the Alei Shor's introduction to mitzvahs and the many levels of why we fulfill mitzvahs. We were in the middle of the quote of the Kuzari. The Kuzari in Ma'amar Aleph, where he says, Ze dome leksil. This can be compared to a fool who walks into a chemist. And in that chemist, there are lots of medicines and blends of different types of medicines which the chemist knows how to blend and give for the right sickness. But this fool walks in and the chemist isn't there. And there are a lot of people standing online to get their medicine. And he says, okay, well, I'll give them their medicine. And he jumps behind the desk and he starts mixing all different types of medicines together, which he has no clue about them at all. He doesn't know how much to give or what to give or for what needs to be given. And the end of that story was that many people died that day when they took all the different medicines which they weren't supposed to be taking. He says, and that's exactly what happened historically, where there are people who wanted to come close to God and they didn't know the way to come close to God. So they made up all different types of actions and processes, the word for it in English, like rituals. They made up all sorts of rituals that they do. What really helps here is the doctor knows what he's doing. That's what really helps. The fact that you have good intention. This person had very good intention. He wanted to serve, help them. He had pure intention to help people. That was his intention, purely to help people. But the pure intention doesn't help, because if you don't know what medicine you're giving to people, with all your good intention, it could kill them. Al derech zu haya bnei adam kodem Moshe. Milvad me'at anashim. Most people before Moshe Rabbeinu, except for a few, they had no idea, and they were serving all different types of idols with the right goal. Their intention was to serve God. They wanted to come close to God, but they had no way of knowing. They didn't have an understanding of what God wants from them, because there wasn't yet a Torah. And therefore they made up their own things that they made up, and it turned into Avodah Zorah. They went from one ritual to another ritual, one God to another God. But they were missing the essence, which was Hashem Himself, and the damage that they caused, that caused them to vanish from the world. So what we're describing here is called the Inyan Eloki, the connection to God, the longing for God. Madrigota Torah Batarat Agufa Machshava. Through one's learning Torah, it purifies both the body and it purifies the mind. Ba'aliyah matmida lemidot tovot. And as we constantly grow in purifying our midas, b'tzachud ha'seichel, we refine our minds. L'kol zeh zochim ach v'rak adei kiyum mitzvot Hashem tam. We only get this from doing mitzvahs. Through doing mitzvahs, that's where we bring down all this purification. We know God's will for us and we're able to fulfill God's will. Ulam, however, chochma rabba tzarich lashkia b'kiyum mitzvot. We have to put in a lot of wisdom in to do the mitzvahs properly. In order to really gain from them, you have to know what you're doing. And this is an amazing medrash that he quotes Rabbi Yochanan. A person has to make himself the captain of a ship. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. La'olam yase adam atzmo kavranit heyach lasot mitzvah. Captainship meaning you have plans, you have direction. You shouldn't be just something which, okay, here's a mitzvah opportunity, I'll do it. It shouldn't be something that just comes your way. A mitzvah is something you plan, you think through, you think out, how am I doing it, how did it go last time, was I happy with the way that it went, what can I do next time to improve it. Mitzvahs are something that you should be constantly working on. And I'm going to make a shout out here now. I'm going to say it more in the next couple of days again, but I want to say it now already just to lay the seed. I'd like everyone here, in your own time, and I've asked this before and Baruch Hashem people have done it and they've come back to me and said that it was transformative for them. So I'm going to ask everyone here in your time, to take a particular mitzvah, you can choose what it is, and research it, that you have an understanding on a deeper level. You can look at the halachas of the mitzvah, and also the tameh mitzvah, what the reasons behind why we do it. And come to me, and give me either, preferably written up, or otherwise a recording, you can send me a recording, not long, but just a summary of your avoda that you did, the project that you did, where you took one particular mitzvah, and you research it to make it your mitzvah. And that will be one step towards like planning your mitzvahs. Well, you don't just do mitzvahs because they come your way, but you research them, you look forward to them, you understand how technically I need to be doing it properly, hashkafically, what my thoughts need to be. So I'm giving that as a job to everyone here. Everyone here is physically, everyone here is listening afterwards. I would be very, very grateful if you would hand it in to me as well for yourself. Just for yourself, that you know you've got some target you're working towards. I'm writing up a little project on a particular mitzvah. I'll tell you, there's one boy who did it, and he did it on Birkas HaMazon. I'm not suggesting you do that, I'm just giving an example. And he did it on Birkas HaMazon, and he went through Birkas HaMazon in the Gemara. He went through in the Gemara what the Gemara speaks about it, about the different stages of how it was developed. And then he went through a commentary on one of the commentaries that goes through Birkas HaMazon. I have my home a little book that speaks about it, or what the meaning was. And he learned the Mishnah Berurah on that section, the Mishnah Berurah on Birkas HaMazon. And for the rest of his time, when he would say Birkas HaMazon, he would invest more in Birkas HaMazon than he would in davening. Which is interesting, because davening, you think you're standing before Hashem and talking, and Birkas HaMazon, you kind of do on the go, like as you're walking out. But because he'd invested in it, and he'd made it like his project, it became something he had a personal affinity to. He felt connected, he felt a bond with davening. So I'm giving that job to everyone here. In the same way as Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to make yourself a captain to see how you're going to do the mitzvah. So everyone here has to have one example at least once in their life that they've done such a thing. They've taken a mitzvah and they've made it their mitzvah. So think, everyone can think, what speaks to you the most? A person is like a ship sailing at sea. And the mitzvah is like the port that you need to reach. And only someone who's a great captain, who's very skilled, he's able to ensure that he knows all the paths that you need to take to get to the mitzvah in the most complete way. Now think of it for a minute. How many mitzvahs d'oraisa can we do? It's not so many. You can count it on your hands. We have Shema on a regular daily basis. Shema is the mitzvah d'oraisa. Tzitzis, Tfilin, davening is a machlokes, but it is d'oraisa in some ways. Learning Torah, Birkas HaMazon, if you get the chance to give tzedakah, standing up for a Talmud Chacham or an elderly person, that's 8. Keeping Shabbos. Shabbos is d'oraisa. 9. What other mitzvah d'oraisa do you do on a regular basis? You're not doing all the ones of the Beis HaMikdash. What other mitzvah d'oraisa do you do? You want to add one? Add one. Keep it avim. There we go. Thank you. Right, so we got to 10. But there aren't so many mitzvahs. It's not to say there aren't many, many, many details in all of those. And it's not to say that there's not other many, many derabbanons and other things. But mitzvahs asa d'oraisa, we only do around 10. So we're not asking so much. But choose one of those 10 or another one that comes your way, one that you think of, and that you should think through. I mean, if suddenly you would hear, you have to fulfill 13 million mitzvahs, and you say, oh, how can I invest in all of them? There's so many. But tachlis, when you look at it, on a daily basis, you're only fulfilling around 10 mitzvahs. So how are you doing them? Choose one and make it yours. And then he goes through just to give a little musa here. And he says, Shema is Kabbalat Ol Molchut Shamayim. That should be something that, if you're in the right frame of mind, is the greatest mitzvah there is. It's you standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, I'm devoting my life to you, Hashem. I'm giving myself over to you. There's a mindset that has to come there with saying Shema. If someone has that mindset, wonderful, Baruch Hashem. If someone doesn't, then you know you can work on that. That's a good option. He's giving you different options here. Birkas HaMazon is d'oraisa. Shmonaisa is only d'rabbanon. To most people, they daven with more, or at least they put in more preparation, or they stand with more, you know, quietly and more focused when they do Shmonaisa, much more than when they do Birkas HaMazon. Even though really, when you think of it, benching is d'oraisa, and Shmonaisa is only d'rabbanon. So there's the wrong way around it. This is another point to ponder. Think about it. Are you fulfilling mitzvahs in the way that's most appropriate? When you think of these points, you say, hey, maybe I should invest in that one some more as well. I have to invest in Shema more, I have to invest in benching more. What about Shabbos? It's true that Baruch Hashem, most people know the halachas of Shabbos broadly, and they keep Shabbos, no one here is transgressing. But what does menucha mean? What does it mean to have menucha on Shabbos? What does Kedusha Shabbos mean? How do you spend your Shabbos in a way that's different to a regular weekday? To have a sense that today is Shabbos in a special, unique way. Do you even know what to think about if I would ask that question? Like, where would you go? How do you sense that Shabbos is more special than a regular day in any way? What are you reading? What is your conversation? What is the discussion? That's something which has to be... Now, the Gemara says that they weren't even going to allow greeting people on Shabbos. Sheilat Shalom. They weren't going to allow that. But then they said, no, they need to. And they allowed Sheilat Shalom. So what is your talk on Shabbos? Like, are you aware of that? Are you aware of the Kedusha of the day and that certain things aren't allowed to be spoken around, certain things are, because it's trying to create an atmosphere and an environment which is a day of you're recognizing that you're with Hashem. So maybe you do, and then it's wonderful. But maybe also Shabbos needs some extra thought about how to enhance Shabbos. Now, how many mitzvahs derabbanan are there? Does anyone know? Seven. There are seven mitzvahs derabbanan. See if we can count them all. There's Hallel. There's Brochus, apart from Birkas HaMazon, because Birkas HaMazon is Doraisa. All the rest of Brochus are derabbanan. Eruvin. Megillah, Shabbos candles, Chanukah candles, and a Tirat Yadayim. Seven mitzvahs derabbanan. There may be other takanos or gezeiros, or other things which are extensions of Doraisas, but mitzvahs derabbanan, there are only seven. That's also not a lot. So you can go through that list. I don't know how relevant Erevin is to most people here. And Megillah or Neres Chanukah, they're only once a year, a couple of times a year. And Hallel is only roughly once a month, but even that's worthwhile. So there aren't so many there either. So when you pause to contemplate what you want to work on, both in the Doraisas and the Devonis, it's very limited in how much there is. And when you think of the ones that are left over, so washing hands in the morning is a sense of I'm purifying myself towards the day. Brochos is my recognition of a Kodesh Baruch Hu HaKaras Tov that I have throughout the day. Hallel is Shira. The praise of Hashem. Each of these are extremely important values which a person could just kind of do because it's the time to do them. There's a dime, a bracha, I'll just do it. Or a person could say, I'm making a project out of this. You have to make yourself a captain of your ship to make sure you're doing the mitzvah with thought, with a mindset. So that's the project that I'm giving everyone here, and it will give me and Hashem a lot of nachas. If you'll make a little project, take as long as it can be as detailed or as quick as you want. It doesn't matter. The more you invest, the more you'll gain for the long term. But at least in one area, having done this project, you will see great fruits. And a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu will grow. On the same topic, there's a halacha, and it's brought down in Orach Chaim Siman Samach, that mitzvahs need kavana. Shechaven lekayem kasher tziva Hashem. And the kavana is a very broad kavana. When we say that mitzvahs need kavana, all that means is, you have to have in mind when you're doing a mitzvah that you're doing the will of God. You're doing this action now because it's the will of God. And every mitzvah that comes your way is a great gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent your way. And Arizal revealed that everything that he reached, all of his wisdom, all of his Ruach HaKodesh that he reached, the reason why he reached it was because he had great joy in fulfilling mitzvahs. That's what he claimed. Meaning, I don't know how people attribute different things. But the Arizal, I guess, was able to know. He could see with the Ruach HaKodesh, or he could see like when he had more joy in his mitzvahs, he grew, and when he didn't have, then it held him back. Maybe, I don't know how he could tell. But the Arizal attributed his greatness to his joy that he had in fulfilling mitzvahs. But we're not talking here about joy meaning that he danced around and he was like happy and jumping. But rather we're talking about the inner recognition that he had of the greatness of what a mitzvah is. That's the real joy that he experienced. He had a joy of recognizing that he's doing the will of Hashem. That he's connecting to the mitzvah. There's the word mitzvah is the action of what you do, but it's the same letters as the word, the one who commands. And the joy that you have from doing a mitzvah is not that you do a particular action, because the action itself, if it wasn't in the context of Hashem, wouldn't be enjoyable. It's not so enjoyable to put on tefillin, it's not so enjoyable to wear tzitzis, it's not so enjoyable to shake a lid of an esrog. It's not enjoyable act in and of itself. Eating is enjoyable, exercise can give adrenaline, but these things are not things that are enjoyable per se. But what's enjoyable about them, the simcha that comes from doing a mitzvah is not the mitzvah, but the mitzvah. The fact that it's Hashem who commanded me and I recognize that I'm connecting to Hashem through this. I'm doing the will of Hashem. Just like if I have a spouse, if I have my wife, I know that something makes her happy. So even though this particular, let's say buying flowers for example, and even though let's say I don't have any affinity for flowers at all, I think it's a big waste of money. Because they die after a couple of weeks, and what was that worth? So I think it's a waste of money. But I know that I am bringing joy to my wife. So it's not about the mitzvah. It's about the mitzvah. If I know that I'm bringing joy to the one who will appreciate it, that I'm bonding and connecting to them, that's what brings me joy. The joy comes from the connection, the relationship that I have from the mitzvah, the one who commanded. Amel ha-mitzvah mechayev dikduk rav. Putting in effort in mitzvahs, like we've just been speaking about, takes a lot of effort. A lot of, not effort, sorry, a lot of diuk. You have to make sure you're doing it accurately. Going back to the example I just gave of my wife, if, for example, there was one type of flower that she loves, 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 and there's another one that has an off-putting smell, and I say, I brought you flowers, which ones? The wrong ones. So I think I'm doing a good act, but it's not going to create a bond, because those flowers aren't the ones that create a bond. So I might say, what do you mean? You know I love you, and I'm doing this for you, and everything's good. Look at the bright side of everything. But she's like, okay, but I don't like these flowers. So I haven't achieved what my goal was. My goal was to create an affinity, a bond, a connection to the mitzaveh, the one commanding. And if I did it in a way which wasn't meduyak, could you imagine, if a rabbi was standing under a chuppah, and he said, Mazel tov, I'd like to welcome everyone today to the wedding of Reuven and Rina. And then they shout out, her name is Leah. Oh, sorry. What happened there? And could you imagine if a man proposes and he says to her, Dina, will you marry me? And she says, my name's Bina. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Like, how much of an emotional connection bond would happen if at that moment of connecting you'd say the wrong name? Right? It would lose everything. So when we're talking about mitzvahs, the goal of the mitzvah is not the action. The goal of the mitzvah is the connecting to the one who commanded you. And it takes diktuk rav. You have to be very accurate. Because if the whole goal is to come close to Hashem, if you end up not doing what Hashem commanded or wants, and that's not going to bring you close to Hashem. And even if it's slightly off, it's slightly off. So you did overall good, but it's not going to bring you that closeness. The closeness has to be accurate. You call out to Hashem. Not that you call out to someone close to Hashem. Hashem Baal. Hashem. What do you mean? You're talking to God there. We're not talking to someone else. Oh, so I'm about to say something great, because that's when always the lights go off when you have to say something important. If you're always looking for kulas in doing mitzvahs, then it's clear you have no idea what the purpose of mitzvahs is. The purpose of mitzvahs is to bring you close to Hashem. If you're looking for kula, then that means you're showing that it looks to you like it's a burden. And you're saying, how can I get it off my chest? That's like if you go back to the mashal, you say to the wife, I want to go out tonight. The wife says, we've booked a date tonight, we're spending 3 hours together. So you come home and you say, I know you wanted to book a date and spend 3 hours together, but I really want to go and watch the game, so I brought you some chocolates that you can go and eat them there, and I'm off. And he runs out. What? So you did something nice for your wife, and you bought her chocolates, but you were looking for a cooler. You were looking for a way out of it, showing that it's a big burden to connect to her. It's a burden. Is that going to bring closeness to the fact that you are Yotze Zion by giving her some chocolates and then running off to your game? For sure it won't. It will be actually more offensive, because it shows that even when you have the chance to do something, you have the opportunity to be close, and you pushed it off by finding the minimum way to do it. How can I get out of it in the best way? Because it's a burden. I'm not interested in connecting. So if someone's looking for a kula, it's a simon they have no idea what the concept of a mitzvah is. The whole essence of the mitzvah is to push away from ourselves the arbitrary mindset that we just do whatever comes our way, and to enter a mindset of leading your life according to the order that Hashem gives, like we spoke about on the last page yesterday. The whole principle of mitzvahs is to enter a mindset where you're living your life according to Hashem's order, Hashem's mindset. Someone is looking for a kula, he realizes he doesn't have a clue what the Torah is about bringing you close to Hashem, because he's looking for a tame to do it his way. So therefore it's very inappropriate, as you can see, to look for kulas, because it's going to break your relationship with Hashem. It's going to show that you don't really care about Him, it's a burden for you. So that's inappropriate. But don't go to the other extreme. Also, someone is machmir on himself in areas that aren't in the halacha, is also inappropriate. Because why are you doing it? So if you're someone who's learned the halacha in depth, and you've seen there's a machlokes, two opinions, and you've seen the roots of where those two opinions come from, and you're someone who has svara, and you thought it through, and the one more machmir view makes more sense to you, you're allowed to take on the chum. Because you've done all the research, you've understood it, and it's within who you are. You've done the sugya, you've learned it. But if you haven't learned Gemara, Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch, Poskim, Halacha Lamaisa, understood all the roots of where this machlokes comes from, and you just say, I'm taking on a chumrah, then it's coming from a place of arrogance or foolishness. It's not coming from a place of Avodas Hashem. Either it's real arrogance, or it looks like arrogance, and it's inappropriate to do as well. Either it's Yuhara, or it's a Michzeke Yura. And therefore, it's inappropriate to look for chumrahs. And who are the people who often look for chumrahs? Those are people who aren't willing to think about what's my relationship with Hashem. It's just, I'll do that as well. If you do that, okay, I'll do that as well. People who are kitzoni in either direction, who are extreme in the direction, are people who are not well thought through. A well thought through individual is someone who knows exactly when to be more machmir and when to be more makom. Because he's not doing it from a place of, how can I get out of it? And he's not doing it from a place of, I don't have to think the different opinions, I'll just be machmir. He's doing it from the place of, let me think it through and I'll do what's appropriate, what's going to bring me close to Hashem in each situation. So either being makel is not coming close to Hashem, or being machmir without basis, without having thought it through and understood in depth. There's two sides, and it more resounds with you the more machmir side. That's also not taking your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu seriously. Gam ha-kolea la-halacha b'dikduk ha-mitzvus adayin einu b'chala oseh mitzvah kama amara shizui madriga rama b'tarat ha-machshava asher miseit yesharim meva'er ota b'viur midat ha-taharat. And even if you're doing the action appropriately, there's also a great importance of the mindset. And going back to the example of the flowers, I've given this mashal before, but it's worth giving it here again. So the husband comes home and he brings the right flowers, diktuk rav, he finds out exactly which type she likes, he writes the Latin name down, and he goes into the flower store and he says, I want dafka, these ones, and exactly the right number. And he comes home and he says, darling, here are the flowers. And he says, and she says, oh, that's beautiful, that's so nice of you to think of me. And he goes, think of you? I didn't think of you, I just read a book, How to Make Your Wife Happy, Buy Her Flowers. And I did what the book says, so there you go. He says, but does that mean you care? He says, no, I just, you know, these are the rules, I'm following the rules. So she says, well, so do you care? He says, no, I never thought about if I care or don't care. What's that relevant? I did what you need to do as a husband to fulfill what it says in the Ketubah. And the Ketubah, it says you must make her happy, and I'm making you happy. Isn't that good enough? So obviously you can see there's something lacking. Why? He didn't do anything wrong. Dick took Rav and everything that he did. But it's missing, because the whole goal is the connection, the bond. The whole goal of the mitzvah is to connect to the Metzaveh. Not just to do what he said because he said, but to create a bond that only comes if you have the right intent, the machshava, that you wish to connect. So even if someone does the right actions, and he did the mitzvah exactly according to the halacha, it's going to miss the whole goal if you don't have a mindset of, Hashem, I realize this is your will, and I'm doing it because Hashem, I want to feel closer to you. I'm not saying Hashem right now that I feel close. Maybe Hashem, I feel right now far away. But I know that you said to do this, and my goal is to feel you more in my life, to feel your presence more, to feel more of a bond and a connection to you. And Hashem, I know that you told me this is the way to do it, so I'm doing it. Hashem says, why did you do this? And I say, because I want to be closer to you. Are you close? Not yet, but I want to be. So I'm doing this action to feel close to you, Hashem. That's the right mindset. And as you come closer and closer, and you're able to say, because I love you, Hashem, you're able to do that as well. One more paragraph. The Rambam, right at the end, in his commentary of Makkos, Mishnayos Makkos, Rambam Perish Mishnayos Makkos, the last section, says the following phrase. I mean, it's on the paragraph. Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael lefikach hirbar lehem Torah mitzvot. So the Rambam is asking the question: why does giving us more mitzvot give us more merit? Meikar emuna b'Torah, says the Rambam. Ki ha kishem kayem adam mitzvah mitarag mitzvot karaui v'kohogen. It's a basic principle of our emunah that when a person does a mitzvah, one of the 613 mitzvahs, in a proper way, v'lo yishatef ima kavana mikavanat ha'olam b'shum panim, he doesn't have any ulterior motives, el yaseh ota lishma mi'ahava, just like we just spoke about now. You don't have any ulterior motives. You're doing just because you want to come close to Hashem. Hashem, this is your will. I want to do your will. I want to come close to you. You do the mitzvah. It sounds like it's a very, very high level. It's not such a high level. I mean, it is a high level. It's not so overwhelming. It's like, I just want to do good. I just want to do the will of Hashem. And Hashem, this is what you asked. I just want to be a good, honest, loyal, devoted. I'm not looking for honor, and I'm not looking for money, and I'm not looking for... Hashem, I just want to do what makes you happy. Hinei zacha ba'alachaya olam haba. You'll be zocha to the next world, as that paragraph says. Rabbi Chananya, Chanina. Mitzvahs be... Now, this is the crux. Listen to this. There are so many mitzvahs, it's impossible you won't find one mitzvah that you will do properly in a shleimus way, and by you doing that mitzvah, tichayeh nafsho b'oto ma'aseh, it will give your soul life. Meaning there are many, many mitzvahs. And why did Hashem make so many? To give you the chance to find that one that you connect to, that you can do fully. And they're going back to what I spoke about right at the beginning, the charge that I gave you, the mission that I gave everyone sitting here. Everyone go out and choose one mitzvah that you're going to do better. It's going to become your mitzvah. First start in the intellect by learning about it. Learn about it in the Shulchan Aruch. Learn about it in the Machshava Sfarim, like Chorev of Rav Hirsch, and in the Sefer HaChinuch, which speaks about the reasons behind the mitzvahs. Take a mitzvah, make it yours. Write it up. Write it up in handwriting on the computer. Lo mishaneh, write it up. Find the reasons behind it. Learn the halachas behind it. Make it your mitzvah. And the Rambam promises here that the reason why Hashem gave so many mitzvahs so that there'll be one mitzvah at least amongst the so many that you'll find you'll deeply connect to you, and that will be your entry card, your green card to Olam Haba. And therefore we see how careful we have to be about every single mitzvah, because it's a possible entry to Olam Haba. So you thought you came just to hear these words, but you actually came out with a mission and some homework and a project. And I look forward, the sooner the better, preferably within 2 weeks, I look forward to receiving in my hands or an email a write-up of any mitzvah that you particularly chose. Yishar koach.